Morrissey admits that the Board of Visitors may have had a legitimate reason for dismissing Sullivan after just 2 years at her post, but he does call into question the timing. He says this took place behind closed doors while the governor was away on state business and at the end of the school year. Also, some board members claim they had no knowledge of the meeting, leaving questions for delegates on the Education Committee.
The first question I'm going to ask is, tell the folks what the president's transgressions were that warranted her to be forced out after only 2 years. I want to know, number two, was this a full vote of the Board of Visitors? Number three, it's rumor has it that it was the rector, the vice rector, and a small cadre of people that made this decision. Is that true?
Morrissey says the board's action may mean that the General Assembly will need to clarify that boards of visitors must be more transparent. He adds that if the state can afford incentives for the Washington Redskins, the Commonwealth should find the time and money to resolve an issue of this magnitude regarding the state's flagship university. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.